I'm Walt Lindela, and joining me on the line right now, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce, Bob Hendrickson. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Walt. How you doing?
We're doing all right. Kind of plugging along. It is a Monday morning. Time for a regular update with you you guys at the Chamber. And one of the things I know that you wanted to make sure that not only the membership knew, but other businesses knew, that the continuation of helping support small businesses with payrolls and whatnot with the payroll protection plan is continuing today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the federal government passed money last week for $310 billion to be put back in. Another $11 billion will help offset the cost for the lenders to do that. So it doesn't totally fund it to where it was before, but it's giving a really big chunk of money back. And starting this morning, lenders applicants can start at it or putting their applications in for that.
Now, this is something that I know that you've been able to coordinate a little bit of information with for your members through the chamber. What are some of the things you're keeping tabs with this particular program?
Well, particularly, you need to go to an SBA lender. So you don't apply for it online or call us. You go to the bank you're working with. Majority of the banks are working with the SBA. There are a few, I think one credit union isn't, but give us a call. We can help you connect with that. The relationships that you have with the banks already are the best routes to go with. And if you are queued up, like if you went through this whole process and it ran over out of money before the loan was secured, from my understanding, that the loans that are in queue stay in queue, and they're the ones that get worked on first, and then the new ones coming in behind that then get lined up as it goes through.
We're talking with Bob Hendrickson, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. Of course, COVID-19 related matters here with the not only the Small Business Administration and the loans there for payroll protection, but some of the businesses in the West End in particular are shifting some of their service providing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so with the new stay-at-home order that was revised on Friday, they put a item number 10 in there, allows for remote sales, curbside sales, and delivery. What that exactly is, it means that you're not going to be going into the store shopping for what you want, but you can contact the store either through online or phone calls and arrange to get curbside pickup or delivery. A couple of stores that are our members that are going to be working with that, Wilderness Sports plans to do this. And it's right in the time prime for trout season and all the fishing season coming up. So they want to make sure that they can start providing some of their retail services to the customers. Another business up in the West End is West End Ski and Trail, and Spencer Percy has the bike shop. That's another provision of that number 10 that came out. Bike mechanics can start going back to work, which our area is actually very dependent on bicycles, surprisingly. So those are two businesses on the West End that are going to be going into this, soft retail sales. Like, you're not going to go into the store. You need to contact the stores and arrange for curbside pickup or delivery.
Yeah, this is an interesting change. I know there's businesses all over that are going to be shifting over, at least into having some sort of curbside delivery or whatnot, that if you get a hold of the store early, if they're open, the storefront itself is closed. But you mentioned, like with Wilderness Sports in particular, they are really attuned to our needs right now as the sporting seasons are getting going.
Right. And as they have filed for some PPP protection or help, but at the same time, they have a lot of inventory, and they've lost their whole sports season this spring, which put a huge deficit on them right now. They have a lot of inventory that's not going to move this year. So to work this out, it's always it's a touchy subject about how we open up the economy, but at the same time, I think these small movements toward it are going to be a good thing to have happen.
Bob Hendrickson on the line with us this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. One other thing that is still going on, at least to a certain extent, is the Teal Lake meltdown, which, of course, for those that are driving by Teal Lake, they see that the replica of the head end that is out there is still out on the ice, but that's kind of the word, that it's still there.
It's like a Corona winter.
Exactly.
But it's pretty fun. So out of, I think we had 750 tickets. The prize winner is going to get just over $1,500, I think. $1,550 and some change there. So it's going to be a good prize coming up. Out of the 750 tickets that we had, there's probably less than 100 left that are still in the running for it. My prediction, I think it's going to go down on Friday. I'm going to go. I don't have any skin in the game. I don't have any tickets on it.
This Friday, but, huh? Wow, okay. I don't know.
Just for the, you know, I've been out. I mean, there's some guys that were out ice fishing last week. I went out and caught a few perch, and there was still about a foot and a half of ice on it. But I think this week is going to be the breaking week. It's just supposed to not freeze at night. We got some rain coming. I think it's going to go.
Well, Bob, we appreciate you giving us an update on things going on with the Chamber. If people have questions, I know that leaving a phone number or a phone call isn't always necessarily the best choice right now to get a hold of you right away, because you're in and out as you can be and working from home as much as possible. So what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
So the easiest way is through our email, ginccdirector@gmail.com. The easiest way to get to that would be maybe just go to our website, ginCC.org. And that's listing for us. Upcoming, we're going to be having a new website here this summer. So that should bring in a lot more new features that we're going to be utilizing to help our membership too.
Well, we appreciate you giving us an update, Bob. Stay well, and we'll talk with you again in a couple of weeks. All right?
All right. Thanks, Walt.
Okay. It's Bob Hendrickson with us this morning, Executive Director of the Greater Ishpeming-Negaunee Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll have our interview posted just a little bit later on at our website. We'll link up their website as well so you can find out more about things in the West End.